Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back to another episode of Steeler Stat Geek. This is Behind the Steel Curtain co-editor Dave Schofield coming at you again with some more numbers. Unfortunately, guess this is the last time for the 2020 season that I'm going to get to talk to you about some numbers from a game that just occurred. Unfortunately, we are headed into off-season mode. Or, I mean, at least the Steelers are headed into off-season mode. Here behind the Steel Curtain, we have an off-season mode, but it's not that much different than regular season mode. It's just in the amount of content that we bring you, it's just going to be what can be discussed and what can be presented and everything else. I talked about this for those of you that caught it on the Scobro show, how it's just kind of a little bit sad. Just with the season being over, not because the Steelers didn't finish up how we hoped they would. I mean, obviously that's sad that they had such a terrible performance in the playoffs and everything that went down towards the end of the season and the struggles that they had. That, yes, that made for a very sad ending. I mean, when a team starts 11-0 and then finishes 1-5 over their last six, it's quite disappointing. But I'm just sad because I know that this same group of these players will never be assembled together again. There are players that played their last game in the black and gold. It's exciting to think about the new players that they'll have in 2021. We've got the draft coming up. Before you even dive too much into the draft, free agency is going to determine a lot of what the Steelers do in the draft. They have lots of questions of various players. If those players choose to come back, even with years left on their salary, if they still want to come back and play, or if they're contemplating retirement, then there's players that are at the end of their contract that they would need a new contract in order to come back. And then there's going to be players that just aren't performing up to the level of the contract that they have that the Steelers are very likely just going to have to let go. So these are all things to dive into when the season gets the off season gets rolling along. Yes, there's still other football to be played, but just isn't the same that knowing that the black and gold's not going to be involved. But the Steelers fans have been used to this for the last two postseasons where the Steelers didn't even qualify. So unfortunately, they just gotta move on to this weekend. And I know many of you will just, you know, check out with football for a while. Some of you will say, hey, if it's pro football, there's only, think about it, what is that, 7 games left total that they're going to take in as much of it as they can while they can. Because last year when it was to this point and there was only this many games left and we were taking in as many games as we could, before we know it, in the next coming weeks, we found out that it could even be in question if they even get to play this past year. But that's one thing that I do want to commend the NFL for, is that they managed to pull off this season to date. I mean, every regular season game was played. Some of them were moved. I know the Steelers had to deal with that a good bit, but they got them all in. They got the first round of the playoffs in. Then they're moving on. Fewer teams to have to deal with issues. And then, of course, with this being Thursday morning, last night was the Pittsburgh Penguins were back in action. Sorry, I don't have a report on that because at the time of this recording, that game is not concluded. So what we're going to do this week is I'm going to look at some of these numbers for the entire season of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm going to compare what they did in the playoffs. In their one loss, in their one game. So this is kind of a way of bringing up the numbers from the last week. Like during the regular season, I'd talk about numbers from the last week, and then we dive into the next week. This is basically all going to be this last week, but we're going to compare it to the previous 16 games to kind of see where things were, talk about how things went. I also want to bring up one other thing. What's really going to help this podcast to continue in the off season is I could come up with crazy numbers. I could, whether or not they're boring or exciting, I don't necessarily know, because that's to each their own, whether or not they enjoy these numbers or not. I am looking to do a lot of my statistical research and presentation for this show based on what you all would like. I would love questions. I need questions. I'll probably throw this out on Twitter at the beginning of next week, because obviously I can't ask a question and turn around to a podcast right away, because I have to do the research on it. With Jeff Hartman's Let's Ride, where he's going to be doing a mailbag-like show every Wednesday. If you didn't check out yesterday's, make sure you do that, because I made sure I caught that, where he answered a lot of questions. He can read a question and just answer it. I don't have that luxury when it comes to statistics. I've got to do the research behind it. And if I'm going to do research and look at numbers, why not do research and look at numbers that you all would like? So what I would like is, please, my email is strsuperfandad@gmail.com. My Twitter is strsuperfandad. You can, either of those places, you can send me, you can ask it, you can at me on Twitter, or you could send a direct message. You can email me. I'm looking for some good things to dive into. I don't care if it's a multi-level, multiple week question of something that I'm just going to have to continue to dive into. I know I got some great questions earlier this year that I never got around to. And that's because as the Steelers played more games, there was the things had changed, the numbers had changed and everything, and questions kind of got obsolete. What's nice now in the offseason is there's not going to be anything going on with the Steelers that are going to change the numbers. You know, it could be something historical. It could be something looking forward. The only thing that's going to change with numbers is if you're asking about, you know, salary cap and various issues like that. All these things are fair game. We might even be having some special salary cap podcast specifically for that. That's not going to be me. Well, I mean, I guess maybe I could possibly guest on it if they ever really needed me. I don't know. That's in the works. The discussions have been there. We're going to see when that could possibly be going down. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to look at some of these numbers of what the Steelers did for the season and compare it to what they did in the wild card weekend of the postseason, and maybe can help figure out some of the stuff that went crazy. Some of these are obvious, but for example, we'll start out, we're going to look at the offense first, and then we'll change and go around to the defense. The offense on the season for the Steelers, regular season, they averaged 26 points per game. Now, in this game, they scored 37 points. If you were to tell me at any point during the regular season that the Steelers were going to score 37 points, I'd have been like, yay. I mean, that's a win. That's a win. Because until the postseason, the Steelers had not surrendered 30 points this year. Not once. The closest was the Philadelphia Eagles at 29. So the Steelers gave up 19 more points than they had all season. So that right there is an issue. Yards per play on offense. Which was a defensive thing that I say that was the problem, because 37 points should have been enough to win the game. That's how I rolled this back in the offense. Sorry if that was a little confusing. We'll get more to the defense. Yards per play. The Steelers averaged 5.13 yards per play during the regular season, but in their postseason game, they averaged 6.58 yards per game. So they were getting yards at a good clip. Getting those 37 points is part of the reason that you can do that. But it's the next stat is what basically set everything on fire. And that was the Steelers averaged 1 1/8 turnover per game on the season, 1.125. So, but in this game, as we all know, yeah, they had that many turnovers in the first 5 minutes. They had already eclipsed that, where with five turnovers on the game, that's just almost impossible to overcome. So it didn't matter how much the offense was producing because they turned the ball over five times. The Steelers had only surrendered less than half a fumble per game. It was 0.44 fumbles per game. They fumbled and lost it once in this game, 6 seconds into the game. They had averaged under an interception per game at 0.69 interceptions per game, threw four interceptions in this game. There was other games throughout the season that you're like, oh yeah, this was not good. The Steelers threw, you know, three interceptions or everything. But the Steelers did have two games this season where they had three turnovers. Their win against Tennessee and the loss against the Bengals. So, but to jump all the way to five in the playoffs, yeah, that's just very uncharacteristic of what they had done all season. The Steelers averaged 20.1 first downs per game. And in this game, they had 34 first downs. So part of this is because they were playing from behind and the way they were playing and the trying to run some hurry up and things like that. The Steelers they averaged 26.8 completions on 41 attempts per game. But in this game, they had 47 completions for 68 attempts. That's not a good number. For those of you that heard last week's show, when the Steelers put up crazy attempts and crazy completions and more than 275 yards in the air, Ben Roethlisberger's never won a playoff game having to put up those types of numbers. And they were forced to put up those kind of numbers, which led right into the yards. The Steelers averaged 250.2 passing yards per game. And you're like, that's not all that much. But that's indicative of wins. That's indicative of wins where you are winning the entire game, not games that are a shootout and you have to pull it off at the end. This one was only going to be one if it was a shootout that they pull off at the end. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 501 yards, second most passing yards in an NFL playoff game in history, only behind 505 from Tom Brady. The Steelers averaged 2.2 passing touchdowns a game. They had four passing touchdowns this game. The Steelers, here's where it starts to turn around a little bit. In the rushing game, the Steelers average 23.3 attempts this season. And in this game, they ran the ball 16 times. Now you're like, well, they weren't running the ball very effectively. They weren't running the ball terribly. But because of the score, the Steelers had one rushing attempt in the second half. One rushing attempt in the second half. That just goes to show you how much trouble they were in. Rushing yards, the Steelers averaged 84.4 on the season, and they had 52 rushing yards this game. If you look at yards per attempt, they averaged 3.62 for the season. It was 3.25 for this game. Not as bad as they had been in some games. But they averaged 0.75 rushing touchdowns per game. In other words, they would get three rushing touchdowns every four games. And they had a rushing touchdown in this game. But I don't know that it's really indicative of everything. But to talk about the offense, it's just there were so many things that they were forced into on offense because they were trailing by so much. But the Steelers were also trailing by so much because their offense put the defense in such a bad spot. I mean, the first time the defense steps on the field, not for an extra point, like for their regular defense, they were on their own 46-yard line and already down 7-0. They were already in their own zone and down a touchdown the first time the defense steps on the field. Now, I don't know if that was kind of the shell shock that they were already put in that much of a hole that made them come out the way that they did. I don't know, but we'll get into that a little bit more with the defense when we switch over here. But when it comes to the offense, it kind of goes to show the point I made last week. Big numbers don't matter in the postseason. Big numbers are generally indicative of a bad game, of a bad situation. When you have to throw the ball 68 times and pass for 500 yards with four passing touchdowns and you still lose by two scores, it's because they got down and got behind so much. So we'll dive a little bit more into that with the defense in the second half here. So we're going to go ahead and take our break because there's a lot of stuff to discuss defensively. There was one stat I did forget on the offense. I had it written to the side. That's what it was with my regular list. The Steelers were sacked 0.875 times per game, and they were not sacked at all in this game. So that's crazy that a quarterback throws for 500 yards, has 68 attempts, and was not sacked. So that was quite interesting if you kind of look at that. But there was a lot of other things that went into it. So hold on right there. We'll be back right after this commercial break, and we will tackle what went wrong statistically with this Steelers defense. So stay here. We'll be back. Pittsburgh Steelers fans, we're back with the second part here of Steelers Stat Geek. I'm Dave Schofield, co-editor behind the steelcurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm still kind of lamenting the fact that the 2020 season is over. I know a lot of people that are saying, I just want 2020, the year with life, over in general. I was not one of those people because I'm like, just because the year changes, I don't know that means that things are going to be better. And what do you know? The first Monday of the year, I end up with a big emergency with my house and a big water flood insurance, bringing in a bunch of people issue in my house. So 2021 is not starting off any better. So, you know, the Steelers played two games in this calendar year, both to the Browns, and they're 0-2. And even worse, bounced out of the playoffs. So we looked at some of the numbers to compare how the Steelers did offensively to how they did through the regular season. And the biggest things that jumped out was obviously the turnovers. The turnovers is what set everything else going. But even with those turnovers, and even though the defense, like I just said, they were put in a spot where the first time they stepped on the field, they were in their own zone and already down 7-0. The thing is, in that circumstance, you've got to take control of the game. You've got to decide this is going to be on us. But yet, we've talked about this a little bit on our Slack channel with some of the BTSC staff that someone's like, it looks like some of the players gave up on a play here on defense or this or that. And I'm like, I didn't see that they were giving up. I drew a different conclusion, and Michael Beck jumped in and said, Dave, you're spot on with that. Cause it's the same conclusion that I came to, when I was at Heinz Field in January of 2018, which was the playoff game of the 2017 season, and watched the Steelers fall in defeat to the Jacksonville Jaguars. What I saw was it seemed like players were almost looking around waiting for someone else to make a play. That if they weren't, they didn't, it's not like they were going out of their way to not make a play, but it seemed like if they were a step behind or if they were not quite in the right position, it was always like every single person was kind of waiting for somebody else to step up and do something. And it just didn't happen. And I think, and that was the deal with Steeler fans. I mean, you come in and think about the team losing by 2 points in Cleveland and with the defense having no Cam Hayward, no TJ Watt, they were getting back Robert Spillane. Both games were without Joe Hayden, so that was just very disheartening. But they were constantly just – it seemed like they were waiting for someone else to make a play. But this defense, for the second straight postseason game, three seasons apart, it seemed like they just didn't show up for the game. Now, the difference was – the Steelers' 2017 defense was not known for being this stellar defense. Yeah, they got to the quarterback. Yeah, they led the league in sacks. But they gave up a lot of yards and struggled a lot through the air. And it wasn't – they weren't the stifling defense that they've been the last two seasons. So for this to happen again against a team they were extremely familiar with, it was very concerning. I mean, the Steelers – points surrendered on the season, they averaged 19.5 points per game. That's all they gave up. And in this game, they gave up 48 points. Never given up more than 30 in the regular season all year, and they give up 48 points. Now, yes, the offense was 7 of those points and set them up in bad spots in other ones. But bottom line is, Steelers just needed to make the play, and they never managed to make the play. One of those things, I'm going to jump to a different stat, is I did an article at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com that ran on Wednesday afternoon. It was 218 sacks doesn't mean anything if you can't get to the quarterback in the postseason. And that 218 sacks, that's talking about the last 4 years where the Steelers led the league in sacks and were over 50 sacks in each of those years. But yet over that same span, they have none in the postseason. Now, the first thing that's obvious is, well, they only played 2 games. Yeah, well, even with all those sacks, it wasn't enough to get them to the postseason, 2 of those seasons. And then when they did get to the postseason, the sacks, they didn't come to help them out. And Jeffrey Benedict and I broke down on a Steelers Vertex that was also on Wednesday at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers, is that the Browns could not handle 3rd and long in this game. They did not have a single conversion that was longer than 6 yards on 3rd down. And not only that, they only had 1 play that they actually even gained yards on, and that was like a 3rd and 21. And when the Browns ran the ball and the Steelers, you know, tackled them about halfway, I think they gained like 13 yards. But, I mean, Baker Mayfield didn't have a completion on 3rd down if it was 8 yards or more. He didn't even have any at 6 yards because the Browns had three chances where it was 3rd and 6. They converted 1 of them, and it was a Mayfield run. So it was 3rd and 5 and under where they were extremely successful. And that was they used the threat of the run in order to have success with the pass is why they were successful. Now, the whole reason I bring that up, one sack could have changed any drive. Because if you get that sack, let's say you get that sack on 1st down, then they're behind the chains. Let's say you get that sack on 2nd down. Even if it was 2nd and 1, there is a pretty good chance that you then just set them back to 3rd and 6 or further if you got a sack on 2nd down. So if the Steelers would have gotten to the quarterback on 1st or 2nd down, specifically in the first quarter, that could have turned a touchdown drive into either a punt or a field goal attempt. And that would have been huge at that time of the game. So let's dive into some more of these numbers. We already hit the score. Yards per play, the Steelers gave up 4.91 yards per play on the season. They gave up 6 on Sunday night. So, yes, the turnovers were bad, but when you're giving up 6 yards a pop, not good. Okay. Takeaways, they averaged 1.69 per game. None. Fumbles, 1.56 per game they would get. Obviously none. Interceptions, they averaged over an interception per game on the season. 1.125. None. First downs, the Steelers averaged holding their opponent to 17.6 first downs. They got 20 first downs. So you could even say, oh, well, they were put in the bad spot because of these turnovers. They're still giving up first downs. They still gave up more first downs than they averaged all season. Okay. Completions. For the average for the season, teams were 18.63 completions on 32.9 attempts. The Browns were 21 of 34, so they were still better than the Steelers' average. The Steelers gave up, on average, 194.4 passing yards. They gave up 263 against the Browns. So these were all things that led to the big deficit. So as much as the offense tried to claw their way back in into this game, the problem was the Steelers' defense just wasn't getting the stop. There was only one game the entire season where a team had more passing yards against the Steelers than they did in this playoff game. And this was against a team that was winning by a ton the whole game. And they gave up The only time they gave up more passing yards, they gave up 10 more passing yards to the Washington football team. Steelers, they did a good job of not giving up 300 yards passing all season. But when did they give up their second most on the year? When it counted the most. When it counted the most. So that's pretty interesting. Passing touchdowns. The Steelers they averaged giving up 1.375 passing touchdowns per game. They gave up three passing touchdowns in this game. So, I mean, right there, there's 21 points. Sacks. I already talked about it. The Steelers averaged 3.5 sacks per game. They got none. That could have been a huge difference in the game. What else do we have here? Rushing attempts. The Steelers, on average, faced 25.9 rushing attempts per game. This one, they saw 31 because the Browns were winning. You know, that's just kind of what you're going to do. The Steelers gave up 111.4 rushing yards per game. They gave up 127 in this game. So now granted, that total was actually identical to how many rushing yards they gave up against the Colts. So it was more kind of almost middle of the pack of what they gave up for the year. So they were so concerned about the run that they did get gashed a lot in the pass. So there was all kinds of interesting numbers here. And now here's one that's more indicative in rushing. The Steelers gave up 4.31 yards per carry on the season. They gave up 4.10 yards per carry against the Browns in the playoff game. So they yards per carry, they were actually better than what they were on the season. They did give up two touchdowns on the ground, which they had only given up 0.81 per game all season. Cause I think it was, I'm trying to remember how many rushing touchdowns they gave up on the year. I think it was 13. They gave up 13 rushing touchdowns on the year. So, but this was tough because I was asked in the post game show, did I put the failing more on the offense or the defense? And I'm like, they both failed and you know, let them down a lot. And I kind of put it more on the offense because of the bad spot they put their defense in. But really, when you go back and look at it, it was the defense. Now, one of the things that hurt the most was the defense made the stops for three straight drives to open the second half. They gave up two first downs on the opening drive, and then they were three and outs the next two drives. And the Steelers came back and scored on these drives to get back in it. And, of course, you talk about the fourth and one. We talked about on the Scobro show Tuesday night about how all these Tomlinisms, they seem to be, if you add, except in the postseason afterwards, like we don't live in our fears, except in the postseason. That's what it is when you punt on fourth and one around midfield in the fourth quarter when you're down two scores. If you can't gain 1 yard, you don't deserve to win, except in the postseason. Because if they were trying to deserve to win, why not go for the 1 yard? But regardless, after that play, when they punted to say, let's put the defense in a better spot, the defense gave up an 80-yard touchdown drive. So at the biggest moments when they said they got to that point of the game, the fourth quarter, the first play of the fourth quarter, and they're like, all right, are we going to put this game on our offense that you have to score no matter what, and this is what we need to get back in this game, or we're going to put the focus on our defense to say, you need to show us the stop because we need the stops in order to win this game. They chose the defense and they crumbled. They gave up the drive. They gave up the 80 yards. I mean, I'm trying to think of how many plays it was. I'm trying to figure this out here real quick. When they gave up that touchdown drive to start the fourth quarter, because I mean, it wasn't even all that many plays. Let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 6 plays. They went 80 yards in 6 plays. Okay. And then ended up giving up a 40-yard touchdown. I mean, at the time when the Steelers punted, they were down 12 points. It was 35-23. Think about that. When the fourth quarter started, it was 35-23. If the defense holds, you're talking about a Steelers victory. If the Steelers, if all they do is give up a field goal, like let's say on the when it was the I can't remember, it was the interception with just over 3 minutes to go, and they gave up the field goal. So let's just say you even give them the field goal and it's 38 points. You're also talking about, you're dealing with 2-point conversions and everything else. You're looking at a nail biter. It's that the defense, not only did they give up 21 of the 28 points in the first quarter, when the Steelers made the statement of we need to do what we have to do to win this game, rather than choosing to have their offense gain a yard, they chose that they were going to have their defense make the big stop. And instead of making the big stop, they gave up the big touchdown. So there we go. Those were the numbers behind it. I think we all know it, and I don't know that we even want to keep talking about it a lot. But remember, make sure you're still tuned into BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, checking out the website. It's your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. I hope you can enjoy the podcast we're going to keep bringing it to you all off season. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, wherever you listen to your podcast, make sure you do that. And if you do, please give us a 5-star rating or a thumbs up or whatever it is with the system that you do. If you enjoy the content, if you don't, I completely understand. If you've just stumbled onto this for the first time, you kind of had to listen to a depressing episode, because listening to these numbers as to what the Steelers, the effort they gave in the postseason was pretty disheartening. But we're going to keep coming. I need your help, though. I really need your help. I would love to get some of these stat questions to where I can answer these. We'll do the Ask the Stat Geeks segments. It might be entire shows that I have to dive into one topic. It all depends on what you all do. So make sure, you know, it's STLRSuperFanDad@gmail.com or just STLRSuperFanDad on Twitter. Get a hold of me. Contact me. All you can do. I'm looking for... I can give you numbers that I want to find. I want to know what numbers you all want to know. So just thank you so much. It was a crazy 2020 season with everything going on, that crazy win streak, lots of good things to cheer about. Ending on a bad note is what's going to carry Steelers fans throughout the offseason, unfortunately. But you know what? It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to love them no matter what. And as I always say, thanks for being here. Thanks for geeking out with me.